Perhaps you're familiar with the saying, an albatross around your neck. This phrase, coined by the poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge in his 1798 poem, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, refers to the association of the albatross with bad luck, mishap, struggle, and worry. But, fevered sea dreams of ancient mariners aside, the albatross is magnificent, not only in size, but in its incredible adaptation to the extremely dynamic and, most important to the bird's flight, windy environment of the open ocean. The wandering albatross, the largest of the 20-plus albatross species, has the largest wingspan of any bird on Earth, with wings 11 feet long. That's right, 11 feet. Move over, Big Bird. This is the Big Bird. It can weigh up to 22 pounds and eats mostly squid and fish, but has been known to follow ocean-going boats in hopes of scavenging galley scraps. Why does it have such a huge wingspan? To ride strong sea breezes. Other than breeding, which it does on remote islands, the wandering albatross never sets its webbed feet on land. This animal spends its entire life, up to 50 years, in the air at sea. For the 10 years before it reaches sexual maturity, it soars above the waves, seemingly effortlessly, gliding for hours on its giant wings. At times, it pauses and rests, bobbing on the waves. It is truly a marine animal, as comfortable in the water and waves as a porpoise is. It also drinks salt water. Without fresh water, most other animal species would dehydrate and die, but not the wandering albatross. So how does it survive on seawater? Seabirds like albatrosses have their own desalinization system. They've adapted a salt gland over their eyes with a structure like that of the kidney. The salt gland filters salt from their bloodstream. The extra salt is then excreted through grooves from the bird's nostrils to their bill and shaken off back into the water. A wandering albatross can fly more than 500 miles in one day without drinking fresh water or flapping its wings once. Over the course of its lifetime, it will fly a distance equivalent to the moon and back several times. It routinely maintains a speed of 50 miles an hour. The albatross's ability to fly so fast and far with minimal energy expenditure is called dynamic soaring. This practice has confounded and interested scientists in the aeronautics industry for years. Wouldn't it be great if our planes could do the same thing? Some engineers think so, and in fact, biomimicry is the process of using nature's blueprint to inform the building of our own devices. The albatross has a fixed elbow design of its wings, and its flight constantly curves into and out of the wind. Because of this, the albatross disproves the adage that the easiest way to get from point A to point B is a straight line. Wandering albatrosses never fly in a straight line. Instead of fighting it, they use the wind. In fact, these remarkable seafarers are completely dependent on the wind. It's no coincidence that they live in the far southern ocean, in an area of the globe known to sailors as the Roaring Forties, where fierce, constant westerly winds predominate. Albatrosses are wind-powered animals. Scientists who study albatrosses have noticed that with the increase of wind velocity in the southern ocean due to global climate change, these birds themselves have become faster and are shifting their habitat slowly poleward, continuing a fascinating process of adaptation that goes back to their origins. To see an albatross in flight and nesting, and to learn more about these natural aeronautical engineers, visit aqua.org/abluview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.